to the Eagle Eye Podcast. The number one show to bring you all things Club America in English. From tactical analysis
pelota para la banda izquierda.
To player updates. We've got you covered on all the latest news on Las Águilas. Now, let's start the show. This is the Eagle Eye Podcast.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome back to another episode of the Eagle Eye Podcast. I'm your host, Ivan, and today I'm bringing you guys a quick little preview of the final ahead against Toluca. Now, I know I had mentioned that we were going to be on quite a bit of a pause before the start of the season, but I felt like it was wrong of us to not come out here and talk to you guys and give you guys a preview of a possible Tetracampeonato. So I'm going to quickly give you guys a little bit of my two cents in regards to what I thought to that chaotic semifinal against Cruz Azul, which is funny enough, something I said 6 months ago when we have had that other chaotic semifinal against them. And of course, to finish it off, I'll give you guys my two cents coming into this game against Toluca, which I think is going to be a good matchup, a fun matchup that could go two ways, honestly. And I'll give you guys those two directions a little bit later on in the show. Now, before we start the show, I just want to give a huge shout out to Camille, Miss AKA AFC on Film, who did a phenomenal job this past weekend taking pictures for the Eagle Eye Podcast at BMO Stadium, taking pictures of the Lady Aguilas as they faced off against Chivas in that chaotic and phenomenal 4-3 victory for our ladies. It was, I don't know, just a crazy game. And if you guys didn't check out our social media platforms already, she did a phenomenal job capturing the ladies in 35 millimeter film. So the pictures just look absolutely amazing, both black and white in color. And again, shout out to her. My hat goes off to her. Did a phenomenal job for us, and you know, hope to work with her in the future again for anything photography related in the Los Angeles area as well. So again, thank you to her for doing a phenomenal job. So let's jump into this matchup. Let's talk about America versus Cruz Azul. What did we get out of this game? Do we feel confident going into the final after seeing America not just win this game, but struggle to get some goals, saw themselves be behind not once, but twice, if you think about it, and were able to come up, face off against adversity, score two goals, which I guess, granted, was a little bit of a help by the Cruz Azul goalkeeper. But you have to put yourself in these situations, in these moments, and if you can capitalize on any sort of mistake, then I think that's just kind of a mark of a championship, right? And this team knows exactly what that is, being three campeones. So let's look at this Cruz Azul matchup as a whole, right? Instead of kind of talking about first leg and second, let's look at it as a whole. I think America, in 180 minutes, looked decent against a very tightly compacted and organized Cruz Azul. And I think that's what America struggles with so much, against teams that know how to block very well in the lower third of the pitch. And whenever they do stumble against the wall, they find it difficult to break down that defense. And I think mainly it has to do with the lack of creative players going forward. Brian Rodriguez definitely would have helped in this situation, just because I think he adds a little bit versatility. And yes, while at times he can be very frustrating because of the fact the way that he plays sometimes is very frustrating in the final third, his decision making is next to poor. But he does add that creativity that sometimes can spark an attack and also can break down defenses. Apart from that, you don't really look at any other player that can do what Brian does, right? Sendejas has had moments where he is capable of doing stuff like that, but just wasn't on his night whenever he did end up playing in the second leg. And even in the first leg, he just looked a little bit out of it, obviously because he was suffering with that stomach virus. So apart from all of that, I look at this America side and think, wow, what a phenomenal job to be able to go out there, produce what we saw, and come out with the result while being handicapped against a very good Cruz Azul side that knows how to block and stay organized in the defense. from a tactical perspective, you have to look at it like both teams were playing very well in their zone, right? America did as much as they could pushing forward with numbers. Cruz Azul did the same by defending. And, you know, whenever America tried to overload one side and then be able to kind of release and do a switch to the other side, Cruz Azul was very much aware and were already ready to pounce on those situations. So, again, hats off to both teams for performing and doing a very well job. Sometimes I think a lot of us will look at these games and think, well, how boring of a situation. America dominates all this ball possession and really isn't doing much with it, kind of like in the first leg. But it wasn't necessarily the fact that America didn't know what to do or couldn't do anything. It was, I think, Cruz Azul was doing what they had to do in order to kind of block us. And the switch from going from a back five to a back to the 4-3-3 situation in the second leg, I think, definitely opened up a little bit of avenues for America. You saw Kevin Alvarez was very heavily criticized in that first leg, look a little bit better in that second, just because I feel like he seems a little bit more natural as a right back, obviously, because that's his position, than a right wing back. Because he's not so much the guy in charge of leading that right hand side attack, right? And it's more so kind of offloaded to Alejandro Sendejas to kind of be that creative person on that right hand side. And whenever there is space, Kevin will attack it. So I think from that sense, you look at it and you think, okay, America did a much better job at lining themselves up in that second leg. And it showcased right away. America was taking chance after chance after chance. Unfortunately, the ball just wasn't going into the back of the net. Kevin Mier looked like he was going to have one of those nights. And it just, it was all frustrating because it was going all so well, except that final pass or that final finish just wasn't on par with what we were used to seeing from America. But fortunately enough, it looked like things panned out and two goals eventually came in the form, one of a mistake that led to a penalty. And then, of course, that great doubleheader in the box that Borja converts and seals the game and puts us into the final. I know we were all kind of a little bit worried. And I will say myself, I had a lot of doubts that this America team was going to be able to pull it off after the Cruz Azul goal. You know, when Cruz Azul goes and takes the lead, you start thinking to yourself, well, there's more than enough time to get two goals, but is there enough firepower left in this America side to go out there and get the second goal? You know, Cruz Azul did such a phenomenal job in the second half to nullify our offenses that you just felt, where was it really going to come from? Right? Where was the solution? Where was the answer really going to come from? When you looked at the bench, when you looked at the players on the pitch, some of them looked a little bit gassed. Some of them looked a little bit short of ideas. And I think the introduction of Diego Valdez and Buffalo gave a little bit of life to America, I think, which was great. A great call by Jaden up in the stands. And I mean, the players went out there, did what they had to do. You saw the urgency. You saw the drive, especially after that penalty converted by Henry Martin. And I don't know, you just felt like after the Henry Martin that there was enough time. And with the right push and with the right mentality, this team was going to be able to find that comeback. And they did. And then my biggest concern was that Jardine, after like that goal was scored by Borja, he was going to automatically throw every and all defender he had in his arsenal on the bench. So I was thinking, great, Araujo is going to come on and just absolutely bottle this again for America. But he didn't. He didn't necessarily throw all the defenders out there on the pitch. I think he did a great job by taking out Henry Martin, introducing Alan Cervantes to kind of disrupt the midfield and kind of add that patch that was missing after you took out Jonah Dos Santos when you were pushing for that second goal. And I don't know, it just felt like a very balanced America side. So again, kudos, hats off to Jardine for playing this one right and for not bringing in Nestor Araujo. I guess that's the biggest compliment I could give you in that sense. So again, a very good job by America to get past Cruz Azul. And, you know, it was very frustrating playing against them all season long. You just felt like there was no answer to their low block and that America just couldn't find an avenue to put the ball into the back of the net. And it we had countless of opportunities in these past couple of matches that we played against them, and we just weren't able to put the ball into the back of the net. It's just crazy. But I guess when it mattered the most, which I guess I would have argued that it would have mattered just as much in the CONCACAF Champions Cup semifinal. But in the league, obviously, it matters just as much, if not more. And America was able to get the job done. And that, I think, is the biggest highlight that we take away from this, is that America, whilst they struggled so much during the season to get past this Cruz Azul side, what it mattered the most, America was there and they showed up at the moment. And so, again, hats off. Great job. And America finds himself in a fourth consecutive final, looking for a fourth consecutive title. That is crazy. Beyond absolute crazy. If you were to ask me, you know, what was the biggest moment, apart from what I've witnessed right now, in my America fandom career, I would say maybe the Moises Muñoz header to put us into overtime and give America the opportunity to go in that final against Cruz Azul. That was probably the peak of the Americanismo as far as what I remember throughout my lifetime. That was the peak. And then came a very dominant quote-unquote era right afterwards with the 2014 to 2016, where we won two CONCACAF Champions Cup, one league title. And that felt very much an era, in a sense, for Las Águilas de la América. But if you look, nothing compares to what we're living in the moment. And right now, we probably aren't even too aware of it, right? It's not going to hit us until 10 years from now when we're looking back at this dynasty that is unfolding in front of us, that you think, this is phenomenal. This is great. I can't believe we witnessed and lived through such a historical period. Because 40, 60 years down the road, this still will be one of the most epic moments in Club America history, right? And I mean, just go ask any older Club America fan that lived through the 80s that saw the dynasty that that team was. And they'll easily tell you that it's living up to the same similarities, right? That epic 80s team didn't go back to back to back to back for four times, right? But they did win tremendous amount of trophies, right? They did the Campeonato and they did a bunch of stuff. But what we're living in the moment right now is just, it's crazy. Absolutely crazy. And it feels like this roller coaster is barely beginning. Like, we're just barely at the beginning stages of what this team, this club is producing. And the story is going to have to continue on Sunday when America has to face off against Toluca in the second leg, right? Well, obviously, the first leg is going to be just as important, if not more, than the second leg, because it's how America comes into the Estadio Nemesio Díaz that really is going to kind of shape how we're going to see this matchup. Honestly, it's a rinse and repeat of what we're seeing from last season when America ended up having to play against Monterrey in the first leg at home, right? And then the second leg in their stadium. So again, if America can emulate a little bit of that matchup and walk away with a result at hand and then take it over to the second leg, I think that will be the difference maker in being able to kind of quote-unquote secure themselves in winning this 17th championship. It's not going to be easy by any means. Toluca has been on a phenomenal run, right? They look a little bit unstoppable. Alexis Vega has been playing amazing on that left-hand side or whenever he does play in the middle as well. But it's not to say that they are unbeatable. And whilst they are a very, very good team, their defense has looked a little bit shaky and very questionable, right? America was able to put three past them in the regular season. Look, the regular season means nothing at this point, right? It's a Liguilla, it's a final. Whatever was played for in the regular season, that gets thrown out of the window. You have to start looking at the present, at the now. And you look at it and you start to think, how can this America side properly play against this Toluca and nullify their attack and expose their defense? And look, we all want to see O'Brien Rodriguez on the pitch, but I don't think you necessarily risk him for the first leg. And you maybe break in case of emergency in the second. I'm not saying that Brian is the end-all be-all for America, but he is a very good catalyst for the attack going forward. again, I think America needs to go back to the roots and think, how can you do the job at hand that you did prior, to the season when you faced off in the Estadio Azul Crema against Toluca in the regular season, when you put three past them? I think you have to, one, play smart and organized. Two, control the ball, control the midfield. I think that will be important. And two, use and abuse any space given to you, whether that's in the middle or whether that's down the wings, right? Borja's going to have an important matchup. Kevin Alvarez is going to have an important matchup. Fidalgo, whenever he gets into these pockets of spaces, as well as Sendejas, what are they going to do creatively? And, you know, Henry Martin and Buffalo Aguirre, I think it's going to be come down to them too. How refined is their finishing going to be on the night? You know, I think America will have chances. Toluca, I don't know if they're going to play as organized and as smart as Cruz Azul. I think they're going to be a little bit more daring. They're going to want to play a little bit faster. They're going to want to play a little bit more fast and loose with their attack. And they're going to try to overflood that left-hand side for them and really feed Alexis Vega. But that's when you have to start thinking, how do you nullify their game? How do you cut off the circulation? Because you could throw a man-marked player on Alexis Vega and hope that sticks. But really, honestly, if you can cut off any circulation to their attack, meaning you cut off anything in the midfield and in regards to an attacking presence, then I think that is the game plan. That is where you have to focus, you know? You could play all night and try to stick a player on Paulinho, and you could start to stick a player on Vega. The reality is, you're just going to tire out your defense in that sense. You need to play smart. You need to have a presence in the midfield. Like I mentioned, control the ball. And then with that ball, defend yourself by not giving it away. And if whenever you do see Toluca on the up and up, you cut off the pass, cut off the space. That way you don't give them an opportunity to go and expose anything, right? This America side actually has played very good defense this season. And they know exactly what it is that they need to do, and they're very well organized at times. Don't get me wrong, there's moments and times where I do question the defense, but for the most part, I have seen a very solid defensive work. So I think you just have to fall back on your fundamentals that you've been practicing on all season long. And say, okay, we're gonna stay tight at the back, we're gonna stay organized, and we're gonna control the midfield. After that, that's our game. It's just about being creative, it's just about finding the pockets of space, and it's about exploiting them, and it's about overloading some of the channels. That way, you know, Toluca finds themselves in a very uncomfortable 2v1 situations. So again, for me, at least if I'm looking at it that perspective, you have to attack the space, you have to attack these kind of moments that you're going to be given, and you have to take your chances. We cannot stress that enough. You have to take your chances. You had such a golden opportunity against Cruz Azul that you missed time and time again. I get it. Things happen. Goalkeeper has a great night. But, you know, Lopez is not the same as Mier. I think you're going to have much more of an opportunity, and you have to be clinical. You absolutely have to be clinical, especially in a final, especially with so much to play for at hand. And like, these players know what it is to be on the big stage. These players know what it's like to play at home in a final. These players know what it means to have to go and play a final in the second leg in a rival stadium. Look, you have to be smart. You have to be aware, and you have to be clinical. And it's as simple as that. If you break it down to the fundamentals and put it on layman's term, put the ball in the back of the net, you're going to win this game. Simple as that. So, again, we'll see exactly what the parameters are going to be regarding this game. It looks like we'll have a full, healthy squad coming into it. And look, the reality is, hopefully America can win in the first leg. Honestly, that would be phenomenal. So, again, fingers crossed, hopefully we get to see a good matchup. We get to see a good set of plays from America, and we get to see the ball be placed in the back of the net more than once, more than twice. Just plenty and plenty of goals for America. That is honestly the best ideal scenario that we can all hope for and root for. And look, in Jardine, we trust, right? We have to trust that he's studied the opponent, that he understands his players, and that he can tactically set these players up for success. And hopefully the players can back him and you know, do a good job out there on the pitch. It's nerve-wracking, right? It's funny because you would think after four consecutive finals, this would feel like just another game for the Americanistas, but it's not, right? It somehow oddly feels like it's the first final, right? But there's so much to play for. There's so much to fight for. I mean, it just, the history involved between these two teams, the, you know, the bragging rights at hand, the fact that you have 17 other teams in the league that are going to be going up and opposing you. I mean, it's just absolutely crazy to think that America's in a fourth consecutive final. And then again, I'm not saying that all the chips are against us in this matchup, but it feels again like you have to go on the road and you have to win this trophy on foreign territory. And then you're not going to be able to, quote unquote, be able to celebrate if you do, with your home fans, even though I have a feeling that a lot of Americanistas are going to be present in this matchup, both at home and obviously at home, but in the away leg as well. Look, all I can say is we're in store for quite a historical evening, and fingers crossed that we can lift this Tetracampeonato and we can come back and discuss about that dynasty, that epic history that is being unfolded right before our very own eyes. And all I can say is to all of you listening, enjoy it, have fun, experience this with your friends, family, loved ones, whoever it is that you're watching this with, or even if for whatever reason you end up watching this alone, just know that you're amongst all Americanistas on that night who are going to be watching that screen, who are going to be listening to the commentary, and who are going to be just absolutely behind their team, looking to, again, be part of and write history in not just Liga MX, not just in North America, but in the history of world soccer. So that is what is at hand. That is what is being played for, to be etched into the history books of not just the league, not just this club, but in the world as a whole. I think it's phenomenal. And it's crazy, and I keep pinching myself to wake myself up, but it's not a dream. It's reality. It's what we're living for, and it's what we live for day in and day out as an Americanista. All I can say is Godspeed to these players, and let's hope for the best, and let's absolutely root for this team to keep pushing, keep going forward. And like I said, I think we're barely at the beginning stages of what this team is capable of doing. And hopefully after Sunday night, we can revisit that and say, you know what? There's a long road ahead with many, and I mean many more trophies to come. All right. With that said, that is my two cents in regards to this matchup. If you were to kind of press me on a possible prediction, I would say Tuesday's game. I mean, I would love a 2-0. Absolutely love a 2-0. But I guess my official prediction would be a 2-1 for America. And then going into the second leg, I think it's a 1-0 for America. I think we can find an early goal, kind of like we did against Monterrey, but this time we actually do close it down and we frustrate Toluca to the point where maybe they get like a red card situation and, you know, they just find themselves in a tricky spot and they just overwork themselves and they just can't absolutely combat against us. And America lifts that Tetracampeonato, that 17th glorious trophy. And again, trophy cabinet continues to grow and we continue to make history and we continue to show the world exactly why it is that Club America is and always will be the biggest club, not in Mexico, not in North America, but the biggest club in the world. But again, with that said, I hope you guys have enjoyed this little mini preview. Again, I didn't want to I didn't want to let this pass and not give you guys some form of audio format content for you guys to listen to and for you guys to kind of sit in and, you know, agree or disagree with what I had to say. You know, I think it's important to kind of continuously be able to produce these podcasts ahead of the finals, regardless of the situation or the states that we're in. And I just want to say thank you to everyone who has reached out and who commented on the last episode. Your words mean the world to me. So thank you so much for all the kind and loving words. And this community continues to showcase exactly that, that you guys are phenomenal and you guys are the best community out there in the world, right? There's no place like a place full of Americanistas. And so again, humbly speaking, thank you so much for all of you and for your kind and reassuring words. Again, thank you so much. We're doing our best to come back even stronger, even better. But like I mentioned, I didn't want to leave you guys hanging. I didn't want to leave you guys without an official preview from the podcast regarding this matchup. And like I said, I hope when we come back and we discuss and we talk about this matchup against Toluca, this final, that we're sitting here celebrating and talking about a 17th title. And again, how America continues to echo themselves into the history of the world. Again, thank you so much. I hope you guys have a wonderful time. Take care. We'll be back to talk all things Club America ahead of the 2025 Apertura season. But with that said, you guys have a wonderful night. Take care. As always, Arriba America.
Ladies and gentlemen, this was another production of the Eagle Eye Podcast, the number one source for all things Club America in English. Make sure to follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Eagle Eye Podcast and get all the latest news and coverage. And subscribe to our podcast wherever it is you may listen.